You were mentioning about the issue of the vasculature and it continued to divert out a little bit. I'm curious about your thoughts about the data on bevacizumab, first in colon cancer, then in breast and lung cancer, and particularly the debate about why it's working and whether it's delivering chemotherapy more effectively to tumor cells. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it is sort of an irony because intuitively you would think that bevacizumab would have exactly the opposite effect. In other words, we've always known that one of the problems with delivering chemotherapy to the inside of the tumor is that it's necrosis. It doesn't have a good vascular system. You don't get very much oxygen in there. Therefore, radiotherapy isn't as effective. You don't get very much drug in there, for the drug is less ineffective on this dying inner part of the tumor. So you would think when you then took an anti-angiogenesis agent and you killed these blood vessels, that you'd have the same kind of thing. And therefore, it would be antagonistic rather than synergistic. I find the fact that we're seeing these effects of increased activity of chemotherapy and bevacizumab now in not only colon cancer, but breast cancer, where I find the data very compelling, lung cancer, renal cancer, which we know is a very angiogenic tumor, that in all of these cases where we've used them together, there appears to be really good evidence of synergy, that you have to now go from the clinic back to the laboratory and say, it's not working the way you would have hypothesized. Now, the preclinical data obviously suggest that what seems to be happening, what intuitively makes sense to me in looking at the preclinical experiments, is that somehow in the face of bevacizumab, there is less chaos. In other words, the vasculature is less chaotic, is more effective, and therefore you're delivering more drug. I suppose it's one of those things where we'll continue to have greater insight over the next 20 years. You know, we never understand the mechanism of most of our drugs. We start out with one idea and we keep changing it every several years.